Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, chime?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His
world.
I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall sing.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers here in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. Bradley is doing an event somewhere up in, I think it's northern Minnesota. Not exactly sure of the specific place there. In fact, why don't we do this? Since I made mention of that, let me just take you over to our schedule. Now, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you look right in the top middle, there's a menu there above where the images of the current featured articles are. And right there is Bradley's schedule. And some of this is older in the year, so I guess we need to sort of update that. And so today is November the 13th. And it says that he is at Celebrate Liberty. I forget the group that puts that on. But 211 South Broadway Avenue in Albert Lea, Minnesota. It begins at 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock. I'm assuming that's Central Time. So it's a couple hours off, but there's some driving distance to get good internet and to do radio. So he asked me if I would fill in for him today. But if you are in the Minnesota area and you would like to check him out, there's some other people there as well that are, I think he's going to be doing a keynote speaking. And so is Stu Peters is there and a few other people. And you'd like to get together with like-minded people in that area, then head over to Celebrate Liberty, which is at 211 South Broadway Avenue, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007. So forgive me for that. I just wanted to kind of get in there and let you know that if you tuned in listening for Bradley and bringing the thunder, right, he's not going to be here today. He's going to be there. So if you want to hear Bradley on Saturday today, you're going to have to go over to where he is. And I just sometimes the ads, we're going to see if we can deal with that pretty soon. I'm going to have a conversation with Bradley that Sons of Liberty Media, maybe we can do it in such a way that it will soon be ad-free. At least that's my hope. That's what I want to do. But if you would like to join us on the video portion of the radio show, that's right. You see the face is made for radio. You're seeing it now if you're on the video platforms. Head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down on the right side of the page, and you'll see where we're streaming right here. Just blow that up on whatever device you've got. And then click on the platform icon. Join us in the chat. Lots of friends in there. Great to see you guys in the afternoon. I always enjoyed being able to come in the afternoon and see some of the familiar faces from the morning as well as some new ones there that I don't see or some that I don't see in the mornings. And we really appreciate you guys. But it's right there. Right below that is the show we did this morning with Kate Shimarani and Mark Steele. If you missed that, what a great show that is. Very informative on the issue of what's going on in the UK as far as the deaths from the COVID shot. Also, the 5G integration with that. And Kate had some things to say with regard to what's going on with young women and girls who are experiencing abnormal menstrual pains since, you know, these shots have been rolling out and things. So if you're interested in that, please check that out. Right above that is where you can sign up for our email newsletter. We encourage you to do that. You get one email from us a day, including the archives that I do for the morning show, and today will be the afternoon show as well. And then if you would like to help us out, there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on that and make a one-time donation or become a monthly partner with us as a son or daughter of liberty. That link is also at the top of the page. Click onto it, and you can set that up, and that's painless after you've done it. It comes out every month, and we appreciate your support because we can't do what we do without the Lord moving upon his people and supporting the work that we do. So we appreciate it very much. Our store is available also. Lots of great conversation starters and things of that nature in there, as well as equipping tools. This week we're highlighting the You Can Run Toboggans. That's what I'm calling them. David, my friend, sent me him and his wife's picture. He said he has his workman's hat on and his wife has her toboggan. Atta girl, Beth. You got it. You got it. These are normally $10. This week only, through the rest of today up until midnight, if you order these in our store and you enter the promo code WINTER2021, that's WINTER2021, you'll get 25% off of these. Order as many as you want. Trust me, you get outside and it's cold, these things will make you sweat. You'll be wanting to shed them so you can not be sweating. But it will keep you warm. There's no doubt about that. All right, coming up in this 2 hours that we have together, we're going to be talking about something that scares a lot of people. It's the dreaded S word. No, not that word. Secession. Secession. And we're going to be joined by my friend Bill Evans, who is known as the truck driver theologian. And he's going to join us. We're going to kick this up because we kind of hit this off a little bit when he was on the morning show not too long ago. And I think you're going to find this edifying, thought-provoking. We're going to bring some history in it. We're going to bring some scripture in it. And, yeah, you're going to enjoy this. All right? So hang on through the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, questions, comments, 1-866-582-9933. We'll see you on the other side.
Oh, Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. At least on the hot mic, I'm not saying things like, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election, right? Just teasing. My friend Bill Evans, we've had him on the show several times, and he's known as the truck driver theologian. And we had him on, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago that we had Bill on, and we were talking about some things, and we jumped over into the issue of secession, but we only barely touched on it. And I thought today, boy, I'm going to have to juggle 2 hours here in the midst of everything that I'm doing. And so I said, let's bring Bill on. Let's have a conversation here, and we invite you to be a part of it, you, the listening audience. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, if you want to add something to this conversation, if you've got a comment that you want to throw in there, we'd love for you to do that, because we need people talking about real solutions. We've talked about tactical civics. We're engaged in that. We're talking about restoring the militia. We're talking about restoring grand juries, putting the power back in the hands of the people and setting their minds that they're the ones to be the authority under God in this country. That's we the people. We're the ones who established the government. And this government has run rampant. You've heard me say, you're wasting your time with dealing with D.C., okay? But dealing on the local level, dealing in the state levels, there you have a chance, and the people can bond together, and they can do those kinds of things. So with that said, Bill is on the road doing his thing as a truck driver, and I called him up. I said, hey, you want to tackle this issue on secession? And Bill was like, are you kidding me? You know, yeah, I want to tackle that. So it's my pleasure to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Bill Evans. Good afternoon, man.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, but going and getting in here and getting on the radio, I feel a little rejuvenation in there. But you're out on the road, and you're going to join us for this segment. We don't have him on video because either he's driving or he may have to pull off or something like that. And we want to just have a conversation on this issue of secession, why it is historical, why it is biblical. And you called it when we talked on the phone earlier. You called it the nuclear option. This is really the last option of dealing with tyranny is by setting ourselves apart from it. Do you think I went a little far there?
No, I don't think you could go too far on this issue. I just had to deal with another truck driver out here. I mean, it's really getting crazy. I don't know who's worse, the four-wheelers or the truck drivers. But anyway, I tell people that you shouldn't issue CDLs to people who come from countries that don't have paved roads. But anyway, back to the issue at hand. What were we saying about going too far?
No, when I just mentioned the nuclear option, you started chuckling, so I thought you were mentioning that. So don't even worry about that. Let's talk about this issue of secession and why it's important. Because we're in a situation now, when we look at our Constitution to deal with criminals, whether they commit, you know, misdemeanors or high crimes or whether they're traitors, you're dealing with someone like a president, you have to impeach him first. And the Congress is so corrupt, we can't even get the quote-unquote good guys. They'll point out all the problems. They'll even say he's a traitor, but they will not issue articles of impeachment. So what are the people to do? Well, you and I think alike. We've got to do it at the local level. We've got to deal with that. So this is another option. This is a solution, and it's one that, you know, our founding fathers engaged in. It's one that men back in the 1800s engaged in. And just because one side won a war against them doesn't mean that it's not legitimate and doesn't mean it's not right. Do you want to speak to that for a little bit, Bill?
We need to avoid all the straw men. First of all, I would recommend any of your listeners who want to get some more information on this to go on YouTube or any of their other video outlets and type in Abbeville Institute. And they speak to the issue of the real. We're not going to even need to get into the causes of the war. Slavery is not something that any of us would advocate as a moral system. But the point is that you've either got to have a Jeffersonian with a small r constitutional republic, which is going to focus on local and regional governments, or you're going to have Lincolnianism, which is basically imperial. Coast to coast. And but the reason why we need to talk about this is, number one, it's the biblical prescription. First Kings chapter 12, we have the account of Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the tyrannical king of Israel. And God, no less than God himself, sent a prophet to Jeroboam and said, look, I'm going to take the kingdom away from him. Because of his idolatry and all that. And I'm going to give you 10 tribes. I'm going to lead him too. And when Rehoboam wanted to raise an army to go and bring them back, as a typical Lincoln move, God sent another prophet, said, no, go back. This is from the Lord. And so he basically took the peaceful separation. He took 10 tribes away from Israel, said, you go start a new republic over here, and I'm going to make a new covenant with you. Now, that didn't go well, but the idea was from the Lord. By the same token, let's go back to somebody that everybody's much more familiar with, Moses and the Exodus, the people of Israel out of Egypt. Now, God could very well have said, you stay here in Egypt, and you try to fix Egypt. We're going to reform Egypt. We're going to have a revival. And we're going to, you know, the Pharaoh's going to repent, and we're going to leave you here, and we're going to fix Egypt. Well, that's not what he did. He took the people out of Egypt and said, let's go over here. I'm going to give you another sandbox to play in, and we're going to start a new nation state over here. It's going to be yours. When a woman divorces an abusive husband, if she's righteous, she doesn't go and hire a hitman to kill her abusive husband. She goes to a lawyer and files for divorce. That's a legal process. It's allowed for in Scripture, and it's a peaceful separation. Look, you take your stuff, I'll take my stuff, I'll go your way, I'll go my way, you go yours. By the same token, when a son or daughter grows up and they leave their parents' control and they marry and they start a new household, that's a new government. That's secession. They're not trying to overthrow their parents. They're maintaining peaceful relationships with them. Obviously, they get together for family gatherings and holidays, but they start their own government. That's not, and the parents don't see that as a threat. They don't see that as, well, you're leaving our control. That's a bad thing. That's a good thing. When people are prepared, when they've matured sufficiently, that they're able to govern themselves, or they find themselves in an untenable position, a dysfunctional relationship, whether it's a church relationship where you've got a church that begins, takes a hard left turn and begins preaching CRT or heresy from the pulpit, you take your family and you get out, you leave. You don't try to burn the church to the ground. You just leave and find another fellowship to affiliate with. So the peaceful separation, and it says, and it's reaffirmed in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Come out from among them and be separate. What fellowship does light have with darkness? Well, why is it that when we're talking about a civil relationship, namely the union of state, that supposedly we've all bought into this myth of indivisibility? You know, we're one nation under God. Well, maybe if you mean by God, you mean gold, oil, and drugs, but not the triune God of Scripture. And so God's prescription when a person comes to faith in Christ, they turn from their past life. They secede from sin. They separate from it. So secession is simply a prescription of dealing with a dysfunctional relationship when it can no longer be salvaged. If you're in a business relationship with somebody who's extorting money and robbing the customers and committing fornication with the receptionist, you want to breaks the contract. You separate from that business partner, or you find another place to work. That is peaceful separation. And that's the prescription, and it's self-evident, because in all these other instances that are true to life, we don't have any problems with that. That sounds pretty commonsensical. And yet, somehow, when it comes to this dysfunctional union that we call the United States of Titanic, of America, it's become a suicide pact. And it's like people have become so enamored with the idea of USA, my country, right or wrong, that basically, I tell people all the time, our greatest problem is not COVID, it's Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Hold that thought on the Stockholm Syndrome, and we're going to bring you back up after the break. If you'd like to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal appeals court has upheld its stay on President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees. In a 22-page ruling on Friday, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the mandate was fatally flawed and barred OSHA from enforcing the mandate pending adequate judicial review of a motion for permanent injunction. Medicare premiums are on the rise. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Going up, Medicare premiums are. The federal government making a Friday night announcement that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, boosting monthly payments for those in the lowest income bracket from about $148 a month to about $170 a month.
This is USA Radio News. Mark Levin joined Hannity on Fox discussing how the media smeared Kyle Rittenhouse in his trial and ignored key facts. He said they have no intention of seeking to be objective.
The issue is whether this Kyle Rittenhouse, this young man, had a right to defend himself. And the answer is absolutely yes. It's not that the prosecution was incompetent. They were politically motivated.
He said the media in this country is helping to fuel riots, and it's helping to fuel hate in this country. Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon was indicted Friday by a federal grand jury on two counts of contempt of Congress after he didn't comply with a subpoena to appear in front of the House January 6th panel. Bannon, 67, was charged with one contempt count involving his refusal to appear for a deposition and another that involved his refusal to hand over documents to the committee. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you want to call in. And on the line we've got with us, before I bring back Bill back on, we've got David calling in from San Francisco. Dave, what's going on, man?
Well, there are a couple of different things. Regarding January 6th, I don't know if you've heard about the defense fund that was put together for the people who were arrested in January 6th, but they were the management of it was given over to a con man who was the attorney general for a while. The guy's name is Matt Whitaker.
Okay.
And if you study Matt Whitaker, he had an invention. I'm trying to think of the exact name of it, but it was if you're a budding inventor, you would go to this little corporation and he'd help you get started with your invention. Well, that company got shut down by the Federal Trade Commission for ripping off $25 million worth of inventors. They
wow.
would just keep them on a string forever. And Trump made him attorney general, and he lasted for about a month, and then, his past crimes basically caught up with him, and he was forced to resign as attorney general. I'm not sure if that's when Barr came in, but, so this guy Whitaker, Matthew Whitaker, is now managing the money for the January 6th defense fund. So if anybody was ready to donate to that fund, take a double look at it, because it sounds like not only is it not going to any of the actual people who were there on January 6th, but it's going toward the top guys who are basically having champagne parties with it. But the other thing I was going to raise, you know, with up there in Wisconsin, the kid that did the shooting, you know, have you seen all of the different videos in there?
Yeah, I've seen several. Are you talking about the shooting itself and different things that were going on?
Yeah. When it happened, somebody on Facebook put together every known video, and then they tried to run them in sequence. And so you see, what's his name, the kid. The kid shoots a guy in a used car lot. It's back in the shadows. You kind of have trouble even seeing it. But you see him shoot this guy. He drops, and then the kid takes off. And the cameraman starts shouting, "That guy just killed a guy. That guy just killed a guy." Well, then the next camera takes up, and you see, what is the name of this kid on trial up there?
You know, my Rittenhouse?
Yeah, Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
So there's at least three or four camera angles, three or four different cameramen who catch him running down the street, and the guy on the skateboard picks up on it, and he says, "Wow, this guy's a murderer. Stop him, stop him." And so the guy in the skateboard is Anthony Huber, and I consider him a hero because he took up where he had the guts to chase a guy with a high-powered gun, right? And he chased after him. You can see the various videos. He's dodging him. He's still dogging him. He was like an action hero. And he catches up with him. He doesn't go out of his way to kill him. He just knocks him on the arm in just the right way so that he drops the gun. And the only thing he did wrong as an action hero is he should have jumped on the barrel of the gun, right? Pinned it to the ground. Because, he instead turns around and takes off the wrong way and gets shot in the back. Right. So, the idea that people are pretending that Rittenhouse is some kind of defending his honor or whatever, that's such utter crap. He just murdered a guy. Everybody in the street knows that he just murdered a guy because they're all shouting, "Stop that murderer, stop that murderer." And then he shoots the very people that are trying to catch him. So I hear all of these lame arguments about how, Huber has got a prison record or he's got a criminal record, and all these other, everybody that died and got wounded has got a prison record. Well, there's no way that Rittenhouse knew that. He just was shooting people.
Okay. David, does this tie into secession in any way?
Well, in the long run, yeah, the judge has been basically on the play of the secessionists because he's he's setting it up so that didn't he actually allow a witness, a secessionist witness, on the stand, and he had everybody stand at attention or salute him or honor the witness when he was actually a secessionist?
Okay, so you've made all these comments to say that a guy who believes in secession took to the stand. Is that your tie in here?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if he was a Proud Boy.
Do
or
you have a problem with secession?
United you stand, divide. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. My great-great-great-grandpappy signed the Declaration of Independence.
Okay, we're going to have to put you on hold. Slow down just a second. Okay, your great-great-granddaddy did what now?
Signed the Declaration of Independence.
Okay, and what was that? Was that secession?
From the king?
Yep. Was that secession from that? From England? From Great Britain?
It wasn't Great Britain at the time. Is there a difference between a citizen and a...
Hang on, David, because you keep talking over me. I'm going to have to mute you so I can get you to answer the question. Was it secession? That's all I'm asking. Was it secession?
No.
It wasn't.
Because it's the difference between being a citizen and a subject. a subject is little more than a slave, right?
And
you become a citizen.
Hang on, David. So, and what happens when a slave is freed? Does he, in essence, is he seceding from his master? Is there a separation there? Is there a peaceful separation of that?
Well, I wouldn't call it a master. The king was a phony.
I said a slave. I was giving you an example of a slave. Pay attention with me now.
So
if he does,
you're trying to be slick.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you keep talking over me. I let you talk. I'm trying to see if there's an issue here. What you said is your great great granddaddy signed the Declaration of Independence, and you don't want to call it secession. Do I have that right?
Well, you keep censoring me, huh?
No,
so you
I'm
don't even respect.
Okay, see, okay, David. When I ask you a question and you keep talking over me, I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to let you answer. I let you talk the whole time. I'm trying to see how this ties in. I'm seeing if you're consistent. So I'm going to ask you again. Don't talk over me. I don't talk over you. Okay? I'll let you talk for however many minutes. I want to make sure we're clear on this. Your great great granddaddy signed the Declaration of Independence, and you do not believe that when the war for independence. Okay? Independence from who? You don't believe that was secession. Is that correct?
Do you know that the 13 colonies were 13 corporations?
I'm just asking you, is it a secession or is it not?
13 corporations?
David, you're not going to answer the question. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're going back here to Bill Evans. And Bill, you want to try to tackle that? I mean, it should be a simple yes or no answer. Don't you think so?
Well, you just heard from the left coast, right?
Yes.
I mean, the guy was all over the map. I couldn't figure out where he was going.
I couldn't either. That's why I asked.
But first of all, by the way, for your caller and San Francisco, an AR-15 is not a high-powered rifle. It's about one click over a 22. It's actually a high-velocity rifle, but it's a very low-power rifle. If you want a high-powered rifle, you're talking 308. You're talking something considerably larger caliber than that. So get your facts straight. Obviously, you got a guy who's got a problem with the Second Amendment. And he's wrong. The Declaration of Independence was a declaration of secession. It was a peaceful. And they even before that they published a list of the reasons why they were seceding. Now war was Parliament and the King's idea. A Declaration of Independence. If I say, look, we can't get along. I'm going to go my way, and you go your way. And you grab me, and a fight ensues. The fight was not my idea. I said, I want to peacefully go my own way, and I have a right to do that. And I'm trying to avoid the problems that are going to persist. So what I'm getting at is, although no one would allege that all of the founders were self-consciously biblical scholars or even evangelical Christians as we might identify them today, they nevertheless did have a worldview, and it was understood, whether they understood that it was a biblical prescription or not, it is a biblical prescription. It's sanctioned in scripture, and the numerous examples I gave, whether it be secession in the family, secession in business, secession in religious circles, or any other, it's obviously part of the nature of society. It's part of human interaction. And what I'm simply saying is the idea when you've got a situation where it's become disastrous, the relationship has become disastrously dysfunctional, where one side is now abusing the other side. I might even, I don't think it's a leap in logic for anybody to perceive the central government in Mordor on the Potomac, as I call it.
I love that.
Being abusive to the people, to the states, and to the people respectively. They don't respect your rights. They tax you into oblivion. They think they can declare edicts and mandates on you that force you to inject bioweapons into your body.
Bill, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to take a break here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Glad to take your call. Just stick to the topic. Make your point. If you disagree, just stick to the topic. All right? We'll be right back. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What do you do? What do you do? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. All right, we're going to give this a shot here again. We got a caller on the line, but I'm going to wait until I see from GCN who actually it is, and we'll bring them on. But Bill, you were getting into a little bit of thought there on this issue, and so why don't you finish that thought, and then we'll bring Bill from Oregon on. All right, so I'm going to let you finish that thought.
Well, suffice to say, we could spend the entire program listing ways in which the central government has virtually made a shambles of the rights rights that are protected by the U.S. Constitution, not only of the states but of the people, and then virtually they have imposed, unbeknownst to most people, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and that's a whole other program. But so here's the question. I would just pose a hypothetical to your audience. If you lived in an area of the world, in the area of the North American continent, was not currently a state in the Union, and the United States State Department came to your leaders, your magistrates, and said, hey, we'd like to invite you. You're cordially invited to become a state of the United States. What would their selling point be? Would it be the fact that we have troops in 174 nations? That we have $123 trillion in debt, that we have over $23 trillion in unfunded liabilities, that we have 500,000 people streaming across the border every month that you get to pay for all of their living expenses. What exactly would be the selling point why your area or territory would want to become a part of a dysfunctional family like that? And so what I would submit to you is that peacefully separating, taking your shovel and your pail and finding a new sandbox and practicing your own brand of liberty, hopefully one that's principles in the Word of God would be preferable, but that is the best thing that could happen. When your children are mature enough to live on their own, you want them to live on their own. And a family Amen. In which the children are kept chained, and when any family where the adult, young adults are kept chained living in the basement, that's a dysfunctional family. And my assertion is that the United States today, as it's presently constituted, is dysfunctional and that it is beyond repair by design.
Okay, Bill, you know, one of the things, I want to hit this, and I'm going to bring Bill from Oregon on, so hang on for me, Bill from Oregon. One of the things that, you know, you've talked about is this is a peaceful thing. This is not a thing where we're going to break out the guns and say, you're going to let us go or else. We're free men, and we're going to say, we're not going to go along with your criminal games. There's no way for us to get our representatives, and we'll talk about this in the second hour. Bill's going to be with us for the second hour, too. There's no way for us to get our criminal politicians out because of the way the system has been rigged now. And they're the ones who are supposed to be dealing with these corrupt politicians on our behalf up in D.C. They're not doing it. And you see it. Bradley has pointed out the appeasing that goes on. Sure, they'll call them a traitor. They'll say they're lying under oath. They'll say they're perjuring themselves. They say they're involved in all these unconstitutional things. And yet they will not lift a finger to really go after and get them out of office first and then prosecute them. They just won't do it. And so that's why we've got to do these things locally. Now, in local, that's where your secession is going to come in. But we talk about it being peaceful. Romans 12:18 says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And then what you're saying, Bill, I want to show people. This goes over to Job chapter 12. Listen to what happens to these, okay? With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. And he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He's talking about God here. He leadeth counselors away spoiled, and maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bond of kings, and girdeth the loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadows of death. He increaseth the nations, and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations, and straineth them again. Listen to this last part here. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. And, you know, for many Americans, Bill, this is what I see. This is what we talk about when they get caught up in the WWE, as though they think if we vote a red wave in, it's going to be different. They forget that 4 years or 8 years prior to that, they voted in a red wave, and it didn't do anything except lead them down the same road. Oh, well, we'll vote in a blue wave, and that'll change it. And it is just this back and forth that they've been doing for 170 years that has made no difference to what's going on because they've left off their duty before God. Well, hang on, Bill. Go ahead.
What you just read was a description, an inspired description, of what it looks like when God is judging a nation or people.
Yep. Let me bring up Bill from Oregon. And Bill, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man. What do you got to say?
Well, good afternoon, Tim and Bill.
Yep, good afternoon.
Okay, I wasn't too sure if you could hear me there.
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, I do agree with you. We need to secede from Washington, D.C. All that is corrupt. But also our state officials, especially here in Oregon, they're all corrupt. And that's why I believe so much in tactical civics and what they're doing and what Defy Tyrants is also doing as well. I'm doing my best to be a part of that. And I guess this is kind of a question. I don't know if it deals directly with this or not. I wondered what Bill's thought was on this new infrastructure bill and with the transportation and how that's going to affect anything.
Okay, hang on, Bill. Let me switch lanes here. Bill, what do you think about this new what they're calling the infrastructure bill and all this? A lot of that money is not going to infrastructure or any of that stuff, just the COVID relief and all this other stuff that Trump put out.
Yeah, it's a total boondoggle. It's a total boondoggle. The rich will get richer. This is basically another scam to create money out of thin air to put it and to pass the debt on. Obviously, we never really addressed the debt. You know, all the taxes that are collected from the American people, from commerce and all of our collective activities, only service the interest on the debt. We never actually addressed the principal on the debt. So, but this is just a way that under the pretext of helping Americans, you know, it's for the children, it's for the highways, it's for the environment, it's for the climate. It's all about enriching the people in power.
That's right.
I would say one thing to your friend Bill there in Oregon that I applaud the Greater Idaho movement with one exception. They, rather than joining these counties in eastern and southern Oregon and eastern Washington that are wanting to join Idaho, I would prefer that would be done in conjunction with Idaho seceding from the United States. They would have ports. They would have rich natural resources. They wouldn't have necessarily every resource they need, but they'd have access to the ocean via the Columbia River and the ports along which they could not, Portland couldn't legally blockade. So Idaho and those counties that seceded from Oregon proper, from Portland and from Salem and Eugene, they would have access to the world market via the beautiful Columbia River. So I applaud that movement. And there are a number of secession movements within the states. Three counties in western Maryland want to join West Virginia. There have been, numerous secession movements, the Texas Nationalist Movement with over 500,000 members, and three gubernatorial candidates challenging Greg Abbott, who are all in favor of allowing the people of Texas, according to the Texas Constitution, to have a referendum, to have a vote. If the people want to declare independence, then they have all agreed that they would approve. They would all go along with it. So
I think
decentralization is in the air. Vermont has had a secession movement for many years. The state of Jefferson in Northern California, Alaska has a secession movement. Hawaii has had a secession movement. So we've seen it around the world. When the Soviet Union was dismantled, we all applauded that as a good thing. But somehow we don't transfer that. We're not using equal weights and measures. We don't transfer that to the United States that is basically become an empire like the former Soviet Union.
Bill, hang on. We got to take a break. Hang on. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hour two coming up. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.